Track 9, and now it's back to the news. A Teignbridge couple who recently celebrated 60 years of marriage have said that give and take goes a long way toward a happy marriage. Colin and Audrey Squirrell celebrated their diamond wedding anniversary last week on Thursday the 29th of August. The couple were surprised to have received a card marking the occasion from His Majesty King Charles III and Her Majesty the Queen. We didn't know how this came about, but later the family mentioned that they'd organised it all. To celebrate the occasion, Colin, 82, and Audrey, 81, had a party for family and friends the weekend before their anniversary. It was then off to the Timmer's premier Greek restaurant, Trade Winds, with the family on the actual date of the anniversary. But what is the secret to a long, happy marriage? The couple both agreed that give and take goes a long way. Colin moved to Teignmouth from Surrey in May 1959 at the age of 17. A couple of months later, he acquired employment on the railway as a signalman at Star Cross after training at Newton Abbot. At that time, Audrey, aged 16, was working in a solicitor's office in Dawlish as a shorthand typist. The pair met when Audrey used to go into the corner shop on Coombvale Road, which was owned by Colin's parents. One day, Colin asked Audrey for a date, and that, as they say, was that. The couple married on August the 29th, 1964, at St. James Church, and it was off to Jersey for their honeymoon before setting up home in Teignmouth. Over the years, we've been fortunate to have travelled on many holidays to varying countries throughout the world, the couple said. We moved to Kingstainton from Teignmouth around 20 years ago, they added. Colin and Audrey have two children, six grandchildren and step-grandchildren, together with daughter-in-law.
Village adjusting to mobile post office life. Residents of a Teignbridge village that recently lost its post office are getting used to their new mobile outreach service. The van, which visits King's Kerswell each Tuesday and Thursday between 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m., offers the bulk of services one would expect to find at a typical post office, as well as selling stationery, greeting cards and other bits and bobs. King's Kerswell did have a post office on 4th Street, but unfortunately for the village it closed earlier this year. The mobile van, which also provides Ashburton's outlying area with a similar outreach service, is manned by Lucy Musselwhite. Lucy takes the van all over the local area, including to Drumstainton and Warkhampton, providing these remote communities with access to postal services, including online services, given the van has high-speed satellite internet, thanks to Elon Musk's Starlink. Councillor Jane Taylor, who represent Kerswell with Coombe, described the mobile service as a fantastic resource for the village, with resident Janet Carter describing the van as a bit of a lifesaver. It's quite the community hub. People can come here, meet up, have a chat and use the services, Councillor Taylor said.
Be a part of Active Devon's campaign and explore outdoors. It's time to embrace the great outdoors this September and join a Devon-wide campaign to ditch the car and, where possible, use an alternative form of transport. It's all part of Outdoor September, a Devon-wide month-long campaign being promoted by Active Devon. Being active, particularly outdoors, benefits your health and well-being, and during the course of the month, Active Devon and their partners from the Devon Local Nature Partnership, Devon Climate Emergency, Devon County Council's Public Health Team and Travel Devon will be sharing details of events, ideas and tips to help us all make the most of our environment. The campaign aims to support those looking to change their behaviour and becoming more active. Here are some ways to enjoy Devon during Outdoor September. Cycle routes. Discover the joy of cycling on Devon's extensive network of bike paths, from the family-friendly Tarka Trail and ex-Estuary Trail to the more challenging Dartmoor circuits, there's a route for every level of cyclist. Walking trails. Put your best foot forward and discover what's on your doorstep. This could be your local green space or exploring the Southwest Coast Path, wandering through Dartmoor or Exmoor National Park, or just taking a leisurely walk along many of our many estuaries. Public transport adventures. During September, it's World Car Free Day, which takes place on the 22nd of September. So why not make use of Devon's public transport? Combine train and bus routes to access remote areas and hidden gems. Nature connection. Join guided nature walks, particularly in birdwatching tours, or engage in outdoor park yoga sessions. Councillor Andrea Davis, Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Climate Change, Environment and Transport at Devon County Council, said, "Why not take Outdoor September as the opportunity to immerse yourself in Devon's breathtaking scenery, embrace a healthier lifestyle, and add a little bit of nature into a daily routine?"
Police warning over illegal e-scooters. Police are repeating warnings about using e-scooters on public roads after an incident in Bovey Tracy. Officers reported seizing the scooter, which had been abandoned by the rider after it was seen being ridden on a road. A spokesman for Ashburton and Chudley policing team said, "We are seeing e-scooters being used more frequently at the moment, and particularly being used by young people. We get no enjoyment from taking these scooters. Currently, e-scooters can only be ridden on private land with the owner's permission. It is illegal to ride an e-scooter on public land, including pavements, cycle lanes, beach promenades, bridleways, or any publicly accessible land, such as parks and car parks. Police can issue a warning to riders, seize the scooter, and the rider may be liable for prosecution. E-scooters are treated as motor vehicles with the same legal requirements."